actress Lily Taylor, director Tony Gilroy, and screenwriter Andrew Osborne will take part in the 16th annual Williamstown Film Festival, which began this past Wednesday and continues through Saturday, featuring 31 films, many parties and events at Images Cinema and at Mass MoCA in North Adams. Director-screenwriter Tony Gilroy, best known for his Oscar-winning thriller Michael Clayton, which I loved, and I gotta see that again, as well as the Bourne movies, will pull back the curtain on the art of cinematic suspense in a multimedia presentation at Mass MoCA tonight at 8 as part of the Williamstown Film Festival's proceedings. And on Saturday at noon at the Williams Inn, Lily Taylor and her husband, writer Nick Flynn, talk about the art of turning books into movies. Trombonist and composer Craig Harris will lead an ensemble to perform the music of the late Sun Ra, one of the most original voices and visionaries in jazz, at MCLA in the Church Street Center in North Adams on Saturday at 7:30. For this concert, Harris will bring together a group of musicians, including the Dartmouth Barbary Coast Jazz Ensemble, to perform the complex music of Sun Ra in celebration of the centennial anniversary of Sun Ra's birth. Sun Ra was a peer of the greats of the 1950s, people like Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, and Dizzy Gillespie, although he was a little bit left of center, off in his own world. In fact, that world was Saturn, which is where he claimed to have been born and raised. Singer and trombonist Glenn David Andrews came from New Orleans, and he will bring his jazzy, horn-laced New Orleans funk and soul back to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. Andrews combines a voice and stage presence worthy of Louis Armstrong, updated for the hip-hop era. A typical Glenn David Andrews set offers a mix of traditional jazz, rock, gospel, funk, and even a little Zydeco. And Helsinki executive chef Hugh Horner, himself a native of New Orleans, will be preparing the proper gustatory delights to go along with Andrew's Creole funk. Landscapes and Bodyscapes, an exhibition of new works by three artists whose studies of landscapes and bodyscapes have catapulted them to national and international recognition, opens this weekend at Kari Haddad Gallery in Hudson and will remain on view through December 14th. There will be an opening reception for the show featuring works by Jane Bloodgood Abrams, Mark Beard, and Dan Rupi on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Acoustic trio Quiet in the Head, the ongoing musical project of guitarist Seamus Maynard, violinist Jonathan Talbot, and cellist Jonah Thomas, performs at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson on Saturday at 8. Simi Stone, Amy Helm, and two-time Grammy Award nominee Elizabeth Mitchell headline Ladies of the Valley, an intimate evening with some of the Hudson Valley's best-known women singers and songwriters at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock on Sunday at 7 p.m. The concert, which also includes performances by Sarah Fimm, Lindsay Webster, Donna Lewis, and Lindsay Green, is a benefit for Family of Woodstock's Crisis Hotline and Walk-In Center. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.